it's really all a matter of what the radios can handle. Full, you know, 25 could be too much, or it could be nothing. You know, like if it's a 100-watt radio, 25 is really throttled back and probably run really cool. At, you know, mobiles have an expected duty cycle of, you know, let's say 10-10-90 or something like, or 10-10-80, let's say. And what a repeater might be, you know, who knows what a repeater gets up to. But the duty cycle just gets so high on a repeater because it has to transmit for everybody that they have to be, you know, a mobile has to be derated significantly to handle that. It's not designed to heat sink that amount of power for that long. So really, it's really a matter of the heat sink design and, if it's a 25-watt radio out of the box, that could be too high for really high duty cycles. So it's just not as simple as the numbers either. You know, if it were a 100-watt radio, then 25 could do that all day standing on its head, you know. So there's that. But really it's just a matter of, you know, just kind of when it's really cooking, just kind of reach in there and feel it and see. And if it seems to be handling it with a fan, you know, pretty hot's okay, you know, but you should be able to touch it, you know, like, and keep your hand there for a second or so, you know, and, you know, you're like, oh, that's warm, you know, and, you know, usually that's okay. It's, you know, when it's cooking.
Connected to CMN Network.
Like, I shouldn't be able to boil an egg on it kind of deal. Yeah, I'm going to do some reading on it this morning just so I can better understand it. And I don't want to damage it before it gets deployed in its actual use case. So I'll educate myself on it. But even last night, I mean, it was warm, but I could keep my hand on it. And that was with the fan unplugged. So I think it'll be okay. But then again, we're 20 minutes into this QSO here. So